Yes, this is something that I raised with the Taoiseach earlier this year. It is absolutely scandalous that on Monday, consumers right across the state are going to see their prices jacked up, whether that's mobile phone contracts that they've entered into, whether it's broadband contracts or other telecommunication contracts. And these type of mid-contract increases should not be allowed that are linked to inflation. This is when you take out a contract for your mobile phone and they tell you in the terms and conditions that they're going to push up the price by, say, inflation plus 3%. Nobody knows what that looks like. Nobody knows what that will feel like. On a Monday, those prices are going up. This is already banned in Britain. It's banned in the north. And we have written to the regulator, and the regulator agrees with us. The regulator says that this should not happen, because if you want to break the contract, if you want to go out of this contract, you will also be financially penalised. So the government aren't willing to act on this here, and that's why I've drafted legislation and will be publishing that legislation after the Easter break.
And unfortunately, people, particularly in Donegal, we can't live without mobile phone and internet coverage, so people are being forced to cover these costs.
It is, and it's, you know, it's just nonsense. Like, it shouldn't happen. Like, you know, we also have insurance, motor insurance, but like, when you take out motor insurance, you know that that's the price between now and this time next year. That's not the same with mobile phone or with your broadband. And you take out the broadband, you think, or your mobile phone, you think it might be €10 or €15 per month, or your broadband might be €30 or €35 per month. Only to find out on the 1st of April that they sneakily increased the price again. It's not acceptable, and it shouldn't happen. And as I said, if you wanted to move to another provider that might have a better deal, you're actually hit with a financial penalty. So this is really, really bad for consumers. It's a sneaky way for these companies to be jacking up prices. And I'm intent, and my party's intent, to ensure that this is banned. You know, I think it's ridiculous that the government haven't moved on this themselves when I brought this to their attention. And it's another example of why this government is so out of touch and why we need a general election.